It is 28 minutes past the hour.
Mm-hmm.
And as promised,
yes,
we said that the commander-in-chief of these United States.
Yes.
And in the Vietnam.
Interior, anterior, ulterior.
Mm-hmm. Let's knock it out.
He is with us. Good morning, Mr. President.
Hey, Yolanda.
Hey there, Mr. President. How are you, sir?
I am doing great. I am blessed and highly favored. How you been?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, listen, it's always such a pleasure to talk to you. The only thing I like more than talking to you is hearing you sing.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, we'll make that happen, okay?
I know you will. Because we'll have to have you back at the White House.
That sounds good to me. I wanted to talk to the person who knows the most about this Affordable Care Act, and who better to talk to than you, who developed the Affordable Care Act. Tell us how we, as Americans and friends of those who have not yet signed up, get those people activated who have not signed up.
Well, here's the story. You know, it's been now a year since we launched, and since that time, you've had 9.5 million people who have signed up on the marketplaces. Every survey shows they are satisfied and pleased with the coverage they're getting. For most people, they're going to qualify for some form of tax credit, which helps pay the premium.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, the premium, you know, what you pay per month for health insurance ends up being less than $100 a month, less than your cell phone bill or your cable bill.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get that coverage, not only do you have peace of mind and security, and if you've got a family, then you can get family coverage, but you can also get regular checkups and you can monitor your health. And it just puts you in a much better place. Here's the catch, though. There's typically a sign-up period that doesn't last all year long. There's a cutoff point, and the cutoff for signing up is coming up on February 15th. That's the last day that you can sign up for this year. So we're making a big push. If you want to sign up and you don't have health insurance, go to healthcare.gov. healthcare.gov, or go to a 24/7 hotline, 1-800-318-2596. Sign up. If you want personal assistance, somebody to talk to you directly, face-to-face, you can visit localhelp.healthcare.gov, localhelp.healthcare.gov, and that'll direct you to nonprofit organizations or churches or other folks in your community that can give you direction in terms of how to choose an insurance plan. But, you know, this is something that, you know, is helping a lot of people now, and I think a lot of folks just still aren't aware of it. And I'm hoping that over the next 2 weeks, you know, if you've got health insurance and you're listening, but you've got a nephew, a cousin, somebody who doesn't, call them up and ask them, why haven't you signed up, and help them get the coverage that they need.
Exactly. And what I like about this year as opposed to last year, because we were trying so hard to get all of our people signed up, this year there are 25% more health insurers who are vying for the business now.
That's exactly right. So what happens is that when you go to the website, healthcare.gov, you know, it's not just one insurance plan. You got a bunch to choose from, that, and you can decide what is right for you. You know, some people end up wanting to have really full, all the bells and whistles coverage. Some people, maybe younger people, say to themselves, you know, I just want to have coverage so that if, heaven forbid, I get an accident or something really serious happens, then I've got coverage. But otherwise, I don't want to pay such a high monthly bill. So you can make choices about the kind of health insurance that you get. But one thing that people need to know, under the law now, if you can afford health insurance and you don't buy health insurance, then you can end up paying a fee during tax time, which is coming up. So this is a good opportunity for people to go ahead and sign up, because if you end up having to pay a fee anyway and you're not getting health insurance, that doesn't make much sense.
Not at all, especially when you can do something about it by going to healthcare.gov. And before you leave, I know you have to go because you're kind of running the world. I want to thank you so much for caring enough about our nation to implement this. I know it's been a long struggle. I've been there with you. You have done such an amazing job. And I just want to say congratulations. And anything that we can do here at the Yolanda Adams Morning Show to help you out, you know you got us.
Well, listen, Yolanda, you've always been terrific. The main thing you can do over these next 2 weeks, just keep on nagging folks. Healthcare.gov, 1-800-318-2596. It's something you can afford. It's the right thing to do for you. It's the right thing to do for your family. If you're a young person who's listening and you don't have health insurance, do it not only for yourself, but also for your parents. Because if you get sick, your parents may end up having to mortgage their house just to make sure that you're treated, and you don't want to put them under that burden. It just makes more sense. And if you're a mom or a dad out there, then nag your kids. If they're not on your plan because they've aged out and they're past the age to 26, the best option for them, if they're not getting health care through their employer, is to sign up at healthcare.gov. All right?
You heard it from our commander-in-chief, healthcare.gov, healthcare.gov. Thank you so much, Mr. President. We love
you. Appreciate you guys. Love you back.
Bye-bye.